Hey everyone, Jacqueline Jax for AVA Live Radio. Today we are doing a social blade. This is on the best YouTube strategy to build your following. The reason why we're doing this is because so many of you have a lot more time on your hands, and I know you're stressed out, and I know you're thinking about, like, right now, like, what am I going to do right now? Well, this is something you can do right now. It'll keep you occupied, and it's something for your future. If you've always thought about doing YouTube or thought about building a video following, this is a chance to do it. I'm going to lay out a really great strategy for you and tell you everything you need to know about establishing a following on YouTube, or really any video platform for that matter, but especially for YouTube, because this is your chance to get it right and your chance to learn something fresh. And it will definitely take your mind off of all these worries and troubles we're going through at this time. So pretty much every social media platform has a live stream or a video, and they all have a purpose, but I still think every video creator must have a solid YouTube strategy. YouTube gets amazing search engine results and allows your video content to index across the web where other platforms don't do that. I mean, for instance, if you launch a video on Facebook, it stays on Facebook. If you put it on Instagram, it stays on Instagram. YouTube actually gets seen and can be indexed from search engines all over the globe. So your video content can actually show up when people are searching it through Google and other spaces. This is why YouTube is such an essential for any long-term branding or marketing strategy. You know, hundreds of thousands of hours of content are uploaded to YouTube every year. And I keep forgetting that because when I look at YouTube, I'm usually searching for something and I see familiar faces. I think that's part of YouTube's algorithm. They want to deliver brands. You know, they want to deliver people you follow and people you watch the most in front of you because you're more likely to click on their content again and enjoy it. But I also noticed that they serve up a lot of recommended content, people I haven't seen before, even smaller YouTubers that are on their way up. And I think that has a lot to do with some of these strategies that I'm going to be talking about to you today. So you can still grow. As the number of creators grows, so does the number of success stories. But you've still got to have that strategy and build an awesome channel that people will want to subscribe to. Now listen, I know we're all busy. I mean, I'm busy too. It takes a lot of effort and energy to focus. And maybe you're focused on other things. You know, maybe you have a podcast, or maybe you focus on Instagram, or wherever it is that you're focusing. Maybe YouTube is something that you're going to have to stretch in order to make happen. But if you look at these strategies that I've got for you, I think you'll be able to write down some of this information, keep it on hand, and always know you can refer back to it when you do go to launch video or you start to make video more of a front focus in your marketing strategy. So content is king on every platform, especially YouTube. But I think one of the most or biggest misconceptions about YouTube is that success only happens if you have a viral video. Yeah, this is kind of true, but also very untrue, because most viral videos are tied to channels that aren't successful. In fact, unless you can follow up with viral after viral after viral, you're not likely to really build a channel with a viral video. It's much better to focus on content, which makes things a lot easier, because who knows what kind of video is going to go viral, and that can drive you nuts. Might be surprising to know that viral video is actually not how most people build a strong and sustained audience. People follow channels based on content and personality. Write this down. People follow channels based on content and personality. So that means you've got to focus on creating videos filled with evergreen content. Those are things that don't get outdated easily. Now, you can always pop up a video about a trend or something that's happening in the moment, but the majority of your channel should be content that is really evergreen. And isn't that better anyway? I mean, don't you want to be able to keep marketing your videos from this point on after you've done so much work to put them together? Most videos take flight months after they launch. Write this down. Most videos take flight months after they launch. After you've promoted them, after you've got them ranked in search. Even for smaller and larger channels, they see that some videos will just keep gaining views and be the heart of the channel. And that tells the videoer that they need to make more videos like that, which is what you see emerge from smaller YouTubers to bigger YouTubers. They obviously always talk about the kind of content that has really done well for them and that their audience really resonates with. And so they keep trying to make more of that content. Typically, a YouTuber will have maybe 3 or 4 different styles of videos or kinds of content that people like and usually do well with. And so therefore, that shapes out the channel. But you got to do them in order to get there. So you want to look for ideas for your YouTube channel that are not only evergreen and lasting content, but also things that have resonated with your viewers or your followers on other channels or other social media pages, and things that have proven to do well for you in the past. Another thing about evergreen content is you can constantly re-promote it for months ahead and also in the beginning. You can fill up your channel with content that is entertaining, educational, engaging, and personal. Let's write that one down. Fill up your channel with content that is entertaining, educational, engaging, and personal. That right there is a winning combination for videos. So copyright background music. Let's just talk a little bit about this before we move any further. When it comes to copyright, YouTube isn't going to be lax on this. In fact, they've gotten more strict. With every policy update, the platform continues to crack down on copyright infringement. Too many copyright strikes can kill your channel. On top of that, a copyright claim against your video can damage its monetization. While recent updates gave creators tools to remove copyright music from a video to protect its monetization, it's much better to avoid using copyright music entirely. Instead, try to only use background music from YouTube's own audio library or things that you have created, not things that you've downloaded or sound bites or anything you've paid for. That way, you can be 100% sure it's safe to use. Because YouTube is funded through advertisements, the platform only monetizes and promotes videos that meet its advertiser-friendly guidelines. So basically, an advertiser-friendly video would meet the PG rating if it were a film. If your videos don't meet that advertiser-friendly guideline, then you won't be able to monetize them. This can consequently make it difficult for you and also YouTube. Therefore, they probably won't recommend that video, and that's where it really matters. Even if you don't intend to monetize it, think in terms of why would YouTube recommend a video that they can't advertise against? Because that's what keeps the platform free for you to use. So it's going to force you to make some really hard line decisions on the kind of content you make, but you got to think about the bigger picture of how many people are on YouTube and how many people you can meet if you stay within their guidelines. In essence, you should imagine that your videos are running on daytime TV. So those curse words need to be bleeped or out of there. Mature or violent content should be avoided. The next thing is focus on quantity over quality. A lot of you guys ask me about how many videos you should create. And yes, there is an advantage to launching a lot more videos because you have a lot more content out there for people to see and for it to get seen. You don't want to launch them all in a day though, so look at your schedule and figure out if you're going to launch 10 new videos, spread them out so that way you gain from that algorithm of launching video on a regular basis. If you put them all up at once, it overwhelms the audience and it overwhelms YouTube. They think that you're just trying to spam with video, and so they don't take the videos seriously, and it takes a lot longer for those videos to get ranking. If you upload a new video every single day at noon, but your views are consistently low for several months, take a closer look at the quality of your videos. Time to get that pen out. Look at the video quality, the content, the sound on a mobile device, and if you are looking into the camera and addressing your audience. All those are common complaints that people say really disturbs them when they watch a video. Also, uploading too often can overwhelm both you and your viewers. You'll suffer from burnout, and your viewers definitely will stop watching those videos as often as possible. When you start hearing from your viewers, hey, I really like your videos, but I have to do this after work, or I'll have to watch it over this weekend, you know that you're launching too many videos because people can only take in so much. And especially if they're quality videos, that's great. but think of it more as a strategy to fill up your channel with good, solid videos over time, rather than busting them all out on everybody every single day. As you hustle to upload something every day, the quality of your work will take a hit. Your viewers may grow tired of repetitive content too, so it's better to think about each video and launch really good, inspired video ideas, things that are chucked full of quality rather than just dispersing it among a bunch of videos. As a creator, you need to value quality over quantity always. One great video a week is better than a bunch of micro videos every single day, depending on the channel though. I mean, if you have a gaming channel and everybody shows up to game with you and you're on live streams a lot, that's different than creating a video and posting a video. But if you have a series coming up and you tell people you're going to be there every single day for a training or some kind of series, then that's different. You've already told your audience what they can expect, and they will tune in when they can. Now let's think mobile. Write this down. I've heard that 75% of people watching video are from their mobile phones or tablets, and I believe this to be true because although I do watch a lot of video on my TV, it's coming from my mobile phone or my tablet, so it's just really an enlarged version of what's playing on my phone. This also means that it cuts distractions down when people are watching your videos. I know when I settle down to watch videos, it's usually part of my relaxation time before I go to bed, so they have my full attention, and I tend to watch a lot of vlogs and people chatting and talking. And I also like the personal addressed videos. I think those are really relaxing. So just thinking of my own habits, I'm wondering if that wouldn't be a good idea for every channel. I also watch a lot of things that I want to know about. So typically if somebody is getting into a certain hobby or something and they're willing to talk about it or explain it or show me how they do it, give me some insights into it, and it's real specific as to what I'm looking for, I'll watch the video no matter who they are. But here's where that algorithm kicks in. If the video that a person that I watch often is available for something I'm searching, they make sure to kick it in front of me. And that's where brand really comes in, and long-term over short-term results is something you should pay attention to. So you want to be consistent as well. As I said before, most of us have trouble launching videos regularly. The problem is that it's sending mixed messages to your audience and also to the YouTube algorithm. If your upload schedule is all over the place, try to make a schedule for launching the video and announce it to people so they know what's going on. When your upload schedule is all over the place, it's hard to keep your place in the algorithm as well. Even worse, viewers may grow frustrated and find creators they enjoy and just kind of gravitate away from you. Even if fans rewatch your old videos, they won't feel the same intense devotion to your channel if they're never receiving any new content. That makes sense, right? Just like your other social media pages, YouTube viewers want that. They want that consistent attention from you. And lack of posting is actually a way that you can scare people off. Let's think about a realistic upload schedule. If you can only upload once every 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, right? So once a month, maybe twice a month, 3 times a month, pick a day and tell your viewers to expect the new video then. Most importantly, use a time like this to pre-record a lot of videos. You should follow through with your promises always and upload the schedule or keep them informed about any changes. It's a way for people to feel like you're accountable to them for their attention. And it really does gather support, because if you're going through a tough time, you could tell people you're going through a tough time and you're struggling. They are least likely to unfollow you if they know that you're being honest and being true and you're relatable in that way. The best way to protect your uploading schedule though is to keep several fill videos ready to launch, and I'm going to tell you how to get those, especially right now when we have all this time on our hands. These can be personal chat videos, they can be Q&A videos, maybe in your comments of Instagram, people ask you questions, or maybe you put up a poll and ask people to ask you questions, and they can be random questions, or maybe you just make up a bunch of questions that you think people might want to know about you and answer them. You could even look those questions up on Google, just Google search, you know, TMI, too much information questions, and see what comes up. And then just answer some funny random questions about yourself. Those make great videos. Tutorials are also really good to keep on hand. 5, 10 minute, 12 minute, 15 minute tutorials. They don't have to be huge. Again, let me remind you, evergreen content is king. It will keep working for you for years to come once you have it out there on YouTube and it starts to gain traction. Think about blocking 2 hours to record some 10 minute chats on several topics, then break them up and keep them on file on YouTube for those moments when you are about to kill that strategy by not launching a video. You may find that people especially love those personal videos from you more than anything else, and that could be a trend for your YouTube channel moving forward. I know when I actually upload videos to any of my platforms that are personal and just talking about things that bother me or topics or what's going on these days or maybe some inspiration that I shared with someone on another post and I just wanted to give it in a video form. Those all have done really, really well for me. And I found a road for my content just by experimenting with things like that. The next thing is about building community. Community is everything on social media because regular watchers drive the momentum of your content. That helps you build credibility with the search engines, and it helps you build credibility with your viewers. And the YouTube algorithm starts to look at you like a credible source of content. YouTube does have a sense of community built into it. It's in the ecosystem. So when you launch videos regularly, you will see people showing up, commenting, and being supportive. There's a lot of potential here to build loyalty, to build brand, and highly engaged audiences. You can also sell products through those audiences, and not by pitching them to people or being deceptive, literally by just saying, "Hey guys, I'm going to create an Amazon list that, yes, I do get credit when you spend or buy through me and my link on Amazon, but it shows you exactly what I'm using, where you can find the actual item, and I found it at the lowest price." Those are great ways to have that work for you, to be able to get people to support your channel because they'll use your link instead of using anything else or trying to randomly find what it is they want from you. Another great way that I see people building a career on YouTube through community is by designing and manufacturing their own products. I see a lot of YouTubers now develop everything that their channel was about. So beauty YouTubers will come out with beauty products, and bloggers will come out with maybe fashion or cooking essentials or a cookbook or a book, you know, pretty much anything, depending on what they see is something that their YouTube followers really like to see from them. Like maybe you have some videos that go viral and you could write a book about that topic. Those are things that moving forward you can have based on any community that you build. It's a great way to start a career. And after all, how often do you get this chance, like we have this moment in time right now, where nobody's working? Everybody has to stay home and off work. So you've always wanted to start that project or have that little side hustle going. This is the perfect time to clear your mind, forget about your troubles, forget about what's not happening and things you can't control and start something good like this. There's a lot of potential in building a loyal following. It's a highly engaged audience that wants to support what you do and loves what you do. And therefore, you can monetize it honestly and with such good energy around it. It's the best way to build a career. I've also noticed that there's a common understanding that comments are expected on this platform, so everybody likes to leave comments, and they do. You must be responsive, though, and always interact and comment back. Go visit their channel and give that respect back to your followers. You'll gain them for the long term. It's the best thing you can do, actually, on every social media platform. Let's talk about calls to action. I know, I'm 20 minutes in, guys, but you know what? I'm almost done, and this is something you will keep forever as a way to build community around video. So the call to action is encouraging actions like commenting by asking questions of your audience in your video. You want to make sure throughout your videos, if they are personal address videos or their knowledge videos, anywhere you're speaking, you have to ask people for a comment based on a question. ask your audience directly even to join the conversation and weigh in with their insights on what it is that you're talking about. It really does help because every single comment on that YouTube video is like a point in the YouTube algorithm saying that you're valid and you have an audience and people care about your content. Also, getting people to engage in your content keeps them on the video longer and they're more likely to watch another video of you afterwards. So it helps with binge content when you're relatable and you're asking for comments. I also see people take time during the video to read the other comments, which keeps them on the platform longer and keeps them on your video longer. So you can see how all this works to one end, right? It all works to promote you and your video and what's going on. YouTube cards are another simple tool they have. They are pre-programmed notifications that pop up in the videos to point viewers elsewhere. So a shoppable video is like that. For example, a card can reference a product or allow people to go click on it and buy something. End screens are also a valuable tool. They allow brands and creators to pop up elements from other videos. I always choose the one that has the subscription on there so you can subscribe to me at that time. You can also choose from two additional videos. One that I set, which is based on what my viewer may like to see next, and the other one is on my latest video. So what's new and what YouTube might recommend for you is what I put on my end screen. So this lets the viewer know that they can take further action if they're all the way at the end of your video, which is where you really want it to be, because if somebody watches your video all the way through, they're usually brand aware. They like what you have to say and they're taking in every piece of knowledge or every piece of enjoyment from that video. And those are the people that are more likely to click on another video of yours. So it doesn't really make sense to put it up front because people want to see the video. They don't want to be interrupted. But at the end, if someone's still there, it's totally acceptable and well received to have it there. The next thing is listen to the viewer's feedback. This is important across all social media pages because this is where you're going to get the most valuable information that you can have. I talked about this a little earlier, but comments is how I create ideas, inspirational thoughts. Comments is how I find out what people like and what I've done right and also what I've done wrong. The most important factor in your channel's success is the viewers themselves. So video is meant to be consumed, and when the viewer takes time to comment, you must respond to that. Write it down. Respond to every comment. Your fans can build your channel up and make it wildly successful. They can make your products sell. They can provide a living for you. They can also leave or turn their backs on you if you turn your back on them. So don't do it. The best thing you can do as a YouTuber is just listen to your viewers' feedback and constantly ask them for more. Not only are you making videos you enjoy, but you're also making them for the audience to consume. Read your video comments, Twitter mentions, all those great things. Find out what viewers are saying about you and your content. Find out how they interact with it. Do they share it and why do they share it? Feedback provides you with so much information. So you want to keep a little diary of the feedback and make it effective. Make it actually affect your future videos. You can also include addresses to people and say thank you in your videos by name if you have that information. It makes you so much more successful. It makes you real and it makes everybody feel like they belong. That builds community. Your viewers' advice also, gosh, they make everything so much better. They can turn a channel that's struggling into a channel that's so much better because they're coming through a different lens. That's the most helpful resource you can have at your fingertips. Breaking YouTube's guidelines is something you should never ignore. So remember, if somebody's telling you or alerting you to something you might be doing wrong, be sure to pay attention. Now let's talk about optimize for search results. You can ensure that videos are getting the maximum exposure possible by optimizing them for better search results. Now, what does that mean, right? I know you're probably like, what is optimization? I don't get it. Optimization is just filling in all of the categories when you launch a video. So this includes the title, right? So you're optimizing your title for high searchable results. So what would people be searching for if they wanted to find your video? You have to think backwards and try to put in those key searchable phrases, just one of them, in the title that you want to shoot for. So you want to pop up when somebody types this in. And you have to make sure what you think they're typing in is actually being searched. So think carefully on this one. And this is why having videos in advance really matters, because you can take your time on titling them. Then you add descriptions that are really lengthy and well-crafted, because those descriptions have in them keywords and references that will help you show up in Google search and also in the search engines on YouTube. It's also great for the people watching your videos, because they might want to read what the video is about or get additional information from you, especially if they love the video. I always look below if there's something that is in the video that I didn't quite get the name of or didn't hear, or maybe they're giving me a directive about where to get something. That should all be in the description. I also look for social media links in the description from the person so I can connect with them on other sites. That's also a great thing to have there. But focus on those searchable phrases, not just one keyword, but searchable phrases, you know, things, long tail keywords, things that are relevant to what you're talking about and listed and in your description. And that's going to help you with those search results. Now you take those as tags and you put those in the tags of the video. You can edit that right on your computer once the video is up there. If it's privacy set, not launched yet, just go in there and add those long tail tags that you think people will be using to search for a video like yours. This also helps YouTube to figure out where your YouTube video will fit in their platform, how they can recommend it. This is really essential because, you know, they're not a mind reader. There is some really good technology I believe that they have where they listen to the words in the video and they can actually decipher what the video is about, but this really does help them and ensures that your video gets listed properly. If your video gets views and these optimizations are in place, YouTube can recommend it to viewers through those searchable keywords, and that's so essential. Now let's just remind you about thumbnails, because that's like the one thing that deciphers you from everyone else. If you're building a brand and people see your face in a line of recommended videos, they're going to click your face. So you need to be on that thumbnail, or that thumbnail needs to have something that looks distinctly yours and like your brand. They should be clear, full of color, or void of color, you know, depending on what your brand is and what you want. I would look down whenever I was doing a video, I would look down in the search results for similar videos, and I would look at how everybody optimized their thumbnail. And I would say, okay, so these are the ones that are getting the most views. These are the ones that are standing out to me on first glance. How can I make mine similar but different so that it stands out in that search result? That will really help you kind of define a look for your thumbnails. And moving forward, you can also build them with Canva and keep them on file. So you can just like switch them out and you've got the similar lettering, the same color scheme, all right there for you. You can do it through Canva. So thumbnails are really important, you can see, right? Because not only do they identify you, but they identify the video, the brand, and they also convince people to click on it. So you want to make them really clear. And remember, they have to be visually appealing on a very, very small 1-inch screen, because most people are watching these videos on mobile. And lastly, you need to promote your video. So let's just quickly go through promotion tools. No matter what level of success your video channel is at, you need to promote them. You need to get exposure for them. And this means it will help you grow your audience, grow in the algorithm, and it will help for your video and your channel to be healthy and successful. The first hour that you have launched any video is really essential for you to promote it. You have to watch it all the way through. You have to add it to your social pages. You have to share it everywhere you know. You have to embed it on your website, send the video to your email list, and connect with your most active followers and messengers, and ask them to not only watch a video, but to comment. Ask them for information on your video, feedback on your video, but be sure to make it personal. don't post a message that looks very advertising-y or looks cold or calculated. I get so many messages from people that don't have any directives. They have no questions. They have nothing. And I'm like, what is this? And they always say, it's my video. I'm like, well, why'd you send it? Oh, I just sent it to everybody. I'm like, great. That's really personal. Thanks. Okay, so I'm going to take my time out of my day to just go look at your spam. That's basically what you're saying and asking people. This is why you need to make things personal. You need to interact with them. Make a difference. Don't just send videos to people you never talk to or just keep, I can't stand it when people just keep blasting every single post and every single video because they have no personal message. Why don't they just take a little time and send me a message and say why or what you need? It makes things so much better. And in fact, people are least likely to unfollow you if you don't spam them. So that person-to-person interaction makes a huge difference when you address anyone for anything. And if you're asking for something, don't forget to ask what you can do for them or ask how they are. Because would you just walk up to somebody and blindly hand them like a piece of paper and say, hey, do this? You wouldn't, right? If you do, then man, you got it wrong. Finally, press and advertising. You want to use a promotional team to help you create press strategy for your video. AVA Live Radio has a very effective video promotion package that gains video results from real viewers because we have several methods of doing this. One, we have a brand, so we have credibility on our side. If we send out a video, we have 10 years of credibility among our following. That's active in our newsletter, with thousands of subscribers already there. And if the title's great, if the thumbnail's great, they will watch your video because we send it to them. Also, a high traffic website is very beneficial for videos. We have so many people visiting the AVA Live Radio traffic website. And so when a video is embedded there, it shows YouTube that you're gaining views from another site. Meaning that somebody physically took your video, embedded it into their site, which gives it credibility, and people are watching it as a result of that action. It's not insignificant, and it makes sense why it's not, right? Because if I were YouTube and I saw a video that was getting recommended, and then I saw a video that wasn't getting recommended, I would give more attention to the video that was getting recommended because that means people care about it. Blog post with effective search engine rankings is also very, very important. So you want to try and embed your video on blogs and websites that have been around for a long time, so they're established, that have high traffic, and that get effective search engine results, all of which are happening on AVA Live Radio. So that makes it a perfect storm and a perfect place to post your videos. Active social media pages are also really important because, say, we share your video from YouTube, from your place on YouTube, to one of our Facebook pages. And say that reach goes to over 1,000 people see the video. So YouTube's now going to say, wow, somebody that's not you shared your video to a page where it reached and was seen by thousands of people. And of those thousands of people, people played the video and came to YouTube. And they'll be like, wow, so they have a video that is attracting people to our platform from another platform, and they're staying and watching videos on this person. This helps you get your video ranked on YouTube. That's why you want to go with a really good promotion service that has these things, has a high traffic website, has blog posts that effectively reach search engine rankings, has active social media pages, an active newsletter, and 10 years of credibility among their following, their specific following. When you can see it and you can touch it and you can taste it and you can see results, that's when you know press and advertising is beneficial to you and the company you're going with is beneficial to you. You can see all of our feedback at avaliveradio.info/feedback. And if you want to see if we can promote a video for you today, go to avaliveradio.info/video/promotion. That's avaliveradio.info/video/promotion. This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. I hope you enjoyed this social blade. It was a little long, but you know what? So worth it. And I am so glad you guys are here. More information for you up on our website that's linked down below in the description box if you want to see more amazing content like this and all of the blog posts that go along with these episodes. Have a great one, you guys. Don't forget to share this and tag us up at AVA Live Radio on Twitter if you are on that platform. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and we would love to hear from you. Stay tuned for some new music coming out of artists from all over the world. If you want to submit your music to AVA Live Radio for our programming, just go to avaliveradio.info/airplay. Lots of links here today, I think. Stay safe, stay inspired, and don't worry, things will return to normal. Everything is going to be fine, and whatever time you lost, maybe you can gain something good for your future in return. It's Chennai. Yeah. You know, My Life by Chan I, it's both melodic and creative. I love his Jamaican flow that melts culture with truth. He speaks his mind and brings his light to all of us through this music. He always brings positive vibes too, so I not only enjoy the friendship, but also this music creator is a wonderful and inspiring individual. Keep up the great work, Chan I, and thanks for bringing this song to us. Car light, love my life, me I cherish it. Say life is the greatest of any gift. Many lose them life, car many switch. Now be like friend, we say them a friend, then them kill you quick. Life, if we cherish it. Say life is the greatest of any gift. Many lose them life, car many switch. But my friend Tycoon, love him life like him catty cherry lip. My life, wanna shine like a starlight. Heavy get a youth a root, we have a nice life. Future brighter than a car light. Car light, my life. Wanna shine like a starlight. Every ghetto youth a road fi have a nice life. Future brighter than a car light. Car light, famous. Me say me nah lie, me love my life. Nothing me nah put above my life. Not even old cars, nor guns, nor knife. None of that coulda never value my life. Stop the negativity, that's just nonsense. Keep the positive vibes, free up your conscience. What's the sense? Future brother, don't just say 1 cent. From your bond till now is a million spent. Why not love the life that we live? While lives are of people stick to negative. Life just want to be kept healthy and positive. Use slow the gun, get education and live. Why not love the life that we live? Every day more than 100 get killed. Police shoot a youth with this spliff in my bill. Run from Babylon and look to the hill. My life, wanna shine like a starlight. Every ghetto youth a road fi have a nice life. Future brighter than a car light, my life. Wanna shine like a starlight. Every ghetto youth a road fi have a nice life. Future brighter than a car light, my life. Wanna shine like a starlight. Every ghetto youth a road fi have a nice life. Future brighter than a car light, my life. Wanna shine like a starlight. Every ghetto youth a road fi have a nice life. Future brighter than a car light, it's Chennai. Yeah. My life, never been easy. Things I do to survive these streets. Only the people could ever please me. Tribe by the Song Tailors. Mila, what a beautiful voice you have. I was so in love with this song the first time I heard it. Mila has a tender and beautifully honest voice, and she sings the words written by talented songwriter out there in Australia, Ruth Picker. This is a great song. You Are My Tribe by the Song Tailors.
And in your smile, there are shadows where your lost loves grow. But I'm still here, I'm still beside you. You got it. Still time to dance, still time to laugh, still time for sleep things, all you bring inspires. You are my tribe, you are my tribe, you are my tribe. Your courage that you taught me to know. But I'm still here, I'm still beside you. You are my tribe. Yeah. You are my tribe. You are my tribe. You are my tribe. Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. Oh, we got a problem here? We got a problem here.
Mac17's got a great song out there. It's a hip-hop song you guys been going crazy for. It's called Problems, a powerful statement song. Every time I listen to it, I'm reminded of what's happening out there and all over the globe right now, especially as coronavirus has such an impact on so many people. This hip-hop artist is going to make an impact if he keeps rapping and flowing like this.
I'm on and I'm going to zone. Just up the plug and we talk clones, no phones, cause they tapping our lines. No thoughts, they tapping our minds. Fast forward, no rewind. Now you're going back in time. Music been the grind. Now I'm taking what's mine. Cutting in line. Move over leftovers. Been on the hunt for Red October. Dropping dead weight. You can say this and that, but I ain't never came whack on no features. I'm a different creature from the rest. The apes of the west. Who claim to be the best? Lay them the rest. Let me suggest. You never cross the game of the Mac 17. Sever the spleen of the infidel. Can't you tell that I cast spells from the way that I flow? Money made with a flow. Yeah, 50 you know. I'm thinking about G's all the way up to the top we go. Better recognize it's all gas. Spin it slow or spin it fast. When it comes to the game, these buttons never last. That's why we still in motion. Pure devotion to the game. Shaking these flames left and right. Born with a vicious bite. Locking down on the mic. That's what happens when I write. Real life don't fall for the hype. They really don't want no problems.
Problems.
There's only one way to go. They don't want
problems.
There's only one way to go. They don't want
problems.
There's only one thing I know. They don't want
problems.
doing, they really won't, but they act like they do. Who the hell are you? Besides another mini me, we've been in the game, making our names known, getting our music out, building our clout, blessing the stage, letting our rage turn into page for the next generation. While the suckers keep hating, that's what they doing, so we let them. We in motion moving, gotta keep grooving, steadily stacking our man of action. Satisfaction is guaranteed. I'll lead with the left, better watch your step. I creep low, deliver the final blow. You ain't low, train to be the best. The cornerstone, the builders rejected, rise up a rage with the gathering sections, trying to dissect the weakest link. In a blink of an eye, either one of us can die. So I run every day, like it's my last. Never live in the past, me in the presence. When you in my presence, better check yourself, like you check your wealth. You really don't want no problems. There's only one way to solve them, till your best bet is to resolve them before things get out of hand. You're sinking in sand for the choices you made and the games that you play. Better keep both eyes on the road, we in our own lane. All original, powerful individuals making waves over ripples wherever we go. We gon' keep on keeping it real, and that's for sure. There's only one thing that I know, blow for blow. They don't want problems. There's only one way to go. They don't want problems. There's only one way to go. They don't want problems. There's only one thing I know. They don't want problems. That's one thing I know for sure. They don't want problems.
I said, do we have a get your skank ass up out of here before I cause a nuclear holocaust over here, fool.
Let's go, fool, come on!
Fool, it'll be Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Fool, let's go! That's my point, you better get on